I just want to add one quick point to that, Dina, if you don't mind, is that the topic about knowing your rights and communicating those, you can really empower people, you know, in their respective position in the company. If you say, we do have a plan, here is our plan, and we're going to get into this in the next slide, we have rights. And that doesn't mean, you know, clamming up and telling people to pound sand, but how do we approach these things? What's our tolerance for communication, coordination, cooperation, but making sure that people understand when and if that day comes that law enforcement shows up, not only do you not lock them out, you also don't walk them in and open up the files and say, you know, I'll tell you everything I've ever known ever from the history of, you know, the history of all time. So again, educating and empowering people with your plan and what their role in it is, I think is a first principle underpinning all of this.
Jessica,
go ahead, Grant.
I was going to ask Jessica, what your philosophy is on if they show up without a warrant. If the feds show up without a warrant, because you can ask, do you have a warrant? What do you recommend?
Make sure you know who your quarterback is, the one point of contact like you were talking about. Make sure that that's the person interfacing. And I like to think about it in terms of strategic coordination. So you should always be polite, receptive, but know your rights. You can absolutely say, I need to talk to our counsel about this. Mm-hmm. I need to get advice on this. You can be perfectly businesslike and appropriate while holding a firm and strong line that gives you a buffer of time to understand and go back and find more facts. Who is it that's showing up? What do they want? What's your contact information? I can certainly get back to you, but I need to go talk to my counsel.
So can I make one point about that second bullet point we have on this? Because again, we're talking about beforehand at this point. So what can you do while this nightmare fuel of an incident is still just a glimmer in someone's eye? What can you do now to put yourself in the best situation? And one of the things we say in here is, well, ensure that key employees are aware of their rights. What does that look like? And what I've seen some clients with increasing frequency do is say, I want a lawyer who does this to come in and talk to our executives about what their rights are, what they can do, what they can't do, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. Because the way these cases usually start for me is I get a call from a GC who says, I got good news and I got bad news. The bad news is we just got visited by this three-letter agency. But the good news is I talked to our VP of sales and he said they were very pleasant. He only talked to them for 30 minutes and he didn't give away anything. So we're in great shape. And that's when you know you're in a hole. What you don't know is how deep that hole is and whether you can climb out. And that's why telling these executives up front, and everybody on this webinar knows there are executives that you worry about more than others, but this is not intuitive when it comes to the way to approach it, because these agents are very good. And their job is to get information. They've picked an executive typically for a purpose to try to get as much information as they can before the lawyers get involved and start mucking things up. And so how do you minimize the damage that comes from that initial conversation where you don't have to deal with that through the rest of the case?
So Grant started out saying that have a plan, and that's what I would encourage everyone to do. And when you have an urgent situation, do you have a Grant or a Jessica or a Kip, someone that you can instantly call that can give you instant advice? And hopefully you are the person. I know for NTTA, if there's a legal question that comes up, and it can just be a subpoena, legal is going to get the call. Do you have that set up with your receptionist, with the admins, with folks that are likely to get that first call or see that first person, the three-letter agency that has just arrived at the doorstep? Hopefully you are the quarterback and you are the one that everything funnels to you. The law enforcement cooperation policy, that I find interesting. That's not something that we have, but can someone address that? How do you make sure that employees know about that? And how broad is the scope of knowing about something like a law enforcement cooperation policy?
So that can look a lot of different ways depending on the nature and business model and different tolerances of the company. So it's, you know, an unsatisfying answer to say sort of facts and circumstances of how broadly, how specifically you create it or document it and broadly you disseminate it. But I think it can and should start with training and communication like Kip's talking about. And even if you don't have a written plan of here's how we approach these things, because sometimes you have a written plan and something entirely outside that plan happens. It's, you know, what are the things we know in any instance? If our company receives a subpoena from any agency, what do we do when we get that document? Who are we alerting? What questions are we asking? If it's a grand jury subpoena, if it's a something from law enforcement, who is responsible for making sure what this is about? Are we witness, subject, target? Because that's going to put you down different paths. So I don't think it's so much, you know, how do you write a plan or how far out does it go? Is what what is it that's important to us as an operation, and what do we need to make sure people understand and know? And again, I think it all comes back to who's our quarterback and who's that person going to pass the ball to. I can say there were several instances when I was at SEC where which is a civil enforcement agency, and we would work with DOJ in parallel matters. And you go in when you've filed a case under seal, for instance, against a company, and a receivership has been authorized, and you need to take possession of the company and its assets, and you're showing up sometimes, you know, in the middle of a business day, and people are there doing their work, eating their lunch, filing their documents, and you need to have the cell phone number of your trusted outside counsel who knows that you may call someday and say, they're in our office right now, rightly or wrongly, who knows, to be determined, what should I do? That should be, in my opinion, plan one. And then every plan from that flows, whether it's documented, communicated verbally, board training, management training, or otherwise.
I completely agree, Jessica. And that's why I have cell phone numbers of my lawyers. So I'm going to move on. The feds have arrived, a three-letter agency, one of those 65 that Grant had mentioned that has law enforcement capabilities. You have made a panic phone call to your trusted lawyer who's going to be able to help you with what's going on, but what are the things that you need to think about? So I'm going to start with Grant.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure we emphasize one point before we get into the day of the raid, you know, if they show up. And that's if you can find a criminal lawyer ahead of time, a defense lawyer, somebody who's got experience in defending businesses and white collar matters, then take some time. You're the general counsel. You're the civil lawyer who advises the company. Take some time to get to know that criminal lawyer and let the criminal lawyer find out about your business, how things happen, how they function on a day-to-day business, who the players are, so that if you have to make this call, you're good to go. Kip had a great suggestion, which is bring in a criminal lawyer to give a 30 or 45 minute presentation to your key employees about what their rights are. And then finally, step three, I would say in the process, is you, the general counsel or the civil lawyer who advises the company, will have to sit down with that criminal lawyer, and together you'll have a very simple written plan. So when the day comes, you're good to go. It's like that